This is a Vowel FM special broadcast. The COVID Report Show, Monday to Thursday from 6 to 7 p.m. Exclusive to Vowel FM 88.1. Hear it.
Welcome to another episode of the COVID Report, and you're with me, Bontsopilane, and Game Bovana. And on the line today, we're going to be speaking to Charity Mkone, who's a psychologist at the South African Depression and Anxiety Group, shortly known as SADAG, about the mental toll that the lockdown could take on one's mental health. As we speak right now, this is day 11 of the 21, and we are looking at 10 more days of lockdown, and we want to see if some people are suffering. I know, like last week, Game and I were talking about how we have different perspectives of the lockdown, where Game was really speaking about how it's affected him. But right now, let's talk to Charity Mkone, who is, again, as I said, a psychologist at the South African and South African Depression and Anxiety Group, SADAG. Welcome to the COVID Report, Charity.
Thank you, Bonso. Thank you very much for having me.
Let's just get into it. You know, what are some of the things that you, like in your professional opinion, are detrimental to people's mental health as because of the lockdown?
I think it's a very difficult and trying time for a lot of people right now. And that it's for people who do have pre-existing disorders or pre-existing mental health issues, this can be extremely and particularly hard. But I think in speaking about that, it is important to put it in context that this is a difficult time for every single person, I would argue globally, and that a fair level of anxiety that is brought about by the uncertainty of where the pandemic is going, how things will be, is warranted. So people will obviously be quite anxious and just have some feelings of depression. That within normal, within this period, is within normal bounds. But I think people who are most susceptible to having dire consequences in terms of their mental health are people who are predisposed, as well as people who were previously, before the lockdown, were struggling with their mental health issues. So I think those people are most at risk. And this is an extremely difficult time for people who are already predisposed or people who have struggled with their mental health prior to the lockdown.
Could you please elaborate on that, Charity, on people who are predisposed? What do you mean? Like, are you talking about people who have been diagnosed with living with mental with a mental illness, or are you talking to people who are just serious, who are just maybe feeling more anxious and more kind of down than usual? Can you just please expand for our listeners what you mean by predisposed?
Okay, so I think it is important to just emphasize that feelings of anxiety and feelings of sadness or loneliness or emptiness at this time are appropriate because it is a difficult time. So it doesn't mean that if you wake up feeling very worried and anxious about the implications of this pandemic, say on your finances or on your family, that doesn't necessarily mean that you have a disorder or a mental health issue. It's an appropriate response to what is happening. So people who find it difficult to cope in terms of the predisposition that I'm speaking about are people who have either been already diagnosed with either a mood disorder, that is depression or bipolar, or an anxiety disorder, which is generalized anxiety, or things like panic disorders or OCD. So those are people who have either been diagnosed prior to the lockdown or people who are predisposed, that is hereditary. So they have a more likelihood of being, of their mental health issues being triggered, and would their mental health issues would need psychological attention. So for instance, someone who has obsessive compulsive disorder or OCD, as a lot of people know it, it is quite a serious illness and something that really interferes with someone's quality of life and their living. And this whole thing around people having to wash their hands, people being very bacteria and germ conscious really plays a huge impact, because people who struggle with obsessive thoughts around being infected, around germs and all those things, would find it really difficult to cope, because then what is it being advised for us to do in terms of looking after our hygiene feeds into this person's obsessive compulsive thoughts around being contaminated, around being ill, and someone, for instance, who worries a lot about a lot of things because of the amount of uncertainty that is brought about by this pandemic and the lockdown and what is done, that person would find it very difficult then to cope with their thoughts, which can make their anxiety that they've already had quite worse, and people can experience things like panic attacks and so forth. So I think it is very difficult for people who already have been struggling with mental health disorders, but that if you're feeling anxious, if you're feeling sad, if you're feeling very vulnerable emotions at the moment, it is appropriate, because this is a time that is very difficult for all of us. So the real test of what we will see is how much these feelings interfere with your daily living. So for something to be classified as a disorder or a mental health issue that needs help from a mental health practitioner, it needs to severely impact on your functioning and your day-to-day activities of living.
Thank you very much for that, Charity. Now, I'm curious as to your opinion, your expert opinion, as far as the role that the government has to play in all of it. Because the reality is they took the advice of various bodies who advised them that the most effective way to go about dealing with this with this pandemic is to institute a shutdown. And it was instituted. It's been rolled out. We're 11 days into it now. But I'm wondering about whether or not they stopped to think about the effects that this lockdown or the institution of this, the initializing of this lockdown would have on those who suffer from anxiety or any other kind of mental health issue, and whether or not they have a role to play as far as keeping those people part of the solution and not ostracizing them for whatever mental afflictions they may have. I'm curious as to where you stand as far as that's concerned.
I think, Gem, it's quite an important point that you're raising, that a lot of people, or the government, or the people who make the rules and the laws, needed to do what was best in order to contain the pandemic from spreading and from people, like just to keep people alive, basically. But I do think that this speaks to a bigger, more societal problem that we have, particularly in our country, of mental health really being taken for granted. So for instance, I think something like making mental health practitioners, so psychiatrists, psychologists, counselors, should have been an essential service along with other medical practitioners. But I think this has exposed really the role that mental health care plays in this country, which is really a very ignored role. And we have cases and previous things that have happened around the Life Esidi Meni debacle, and just the disregard that we still have for mental health as a society. So I do think that in making decisions, it is a tough decision to make. And I mean, I do commiserate with the government and the people who needed to really make a decisive decision on what to do on this. But I do think that measures were not put in place with regards to how people can look after themselves. So for instance, if you think about someone who's depressed, so part of the symptoms of depression, or a big part of the symptoms of depression, is isolation and social isolation, as well as not wanting to interact with people. To counter that symptom, and part of the treatment that we use for someone with depression, is for them to socialize, to be with other people and not to isolate themselves, because that increases the likelihood of them having suicidal thoughts and actually going right ahead with their suicidal thoughts. So you can only imagine what this time would do for someone who had already been struggling with depression. For them to feel locked down, to be in their house, to not move, to not socialize, it only exacerbates the symptoms of depression, and fatalities can come from that. But I do think that there is just a huge temptation, and this is something that's been happening in our system systemically, especially in our country, to take mental health care for granted, to see it as something that's secondary to physical or physiological well-being. But I think the stats show, and what we've been more and more exposed to, is that suicide is fast becoming a leading cause of death for a lot of people, and that in decades to come, mental health issues will be a big burden on public health services. So I do think that measures needed to be put in place, that even if the lockdown happened, there needed to be an inclusion of mental health practitioners and for them to be given a bigger voice on what this means for our patients, what this means for people who do have struggles with mental health issues. Because I think, once again, this is taken very lightly in terms of the implications for those people who do struggle. And the whole focus is around physiological health and keeping people alive and healthy and not infected by the pandemic or infected by the virus. But I do think that there wasn't not enough steps that were done in consultations with mental health practitioners to assist with this pandemic.
I mean, we're 11 days into it now. There's no way of rewinding time. There's no way of going back on the steps that have already been taken. Because like I said, we're already 11 days in now. And I think, in order to avoid a situation of the blind leading the blind, so to speak, as far as, people who might be sitting there going through all of these things that they're going through and not knowing where to turn, not knowing who to turn to in these moments. I think those are the people that I'm most concerned with in this moment in time. And I think mostly because I do believe that there's only so much assistance that a loved one or a friend or someone who cares about you can provide someone suffering from anxiety or any kind of mental affliction. There's only so much assistance that they can provide before their degree of expertise, so to speak, is reached the maximum. And it gets to a point where they actually do need to reach out to someone with professional expertise on the matter, someone who is a licensed medical official. If you were to share any suggestions for people who may be struggling with anxiety or any kind of mental health affliction during this lockdown, what suggestions would you have for those people who are struggling, and what methods would you suggest that they employ to help them out throughout the rest of this lockdown?
I think it's to really understand, as you have elaborated, that mental health issues, they are real illnesses. That if you have a mental health issue or mental health disorder, it's a real illness. And real illnesses, we keep that in mind, that if you have any other ailment, you would reach out and go to a doctor and receive medication for it and receive whatever advice that the doctor gives you and act on it. So firstly, for people to not take it for granted, it's not something that you can just snap out of. So if you found yourself unable to get out of bed, unable to eat, unable to socialize, having things like panic attacks, having insomnia or sleeping a lot, all of those symptoms speak to something that might be going on. And if these symptoms have been there even prior to the lockdown and just are being worse or being quite intense now with the lockdown, then it is very necessary for you to reach out and receive some sort of help. And I think that is the first port of call that people should recognize and admit to themselves that this is a problem and there's help. And I think that's something that's quite hopeful. It's not something that where we're shooting in the dark. There is help. There is medication. Are professionals who can speak to, who really know how to treat this, who really know how to assist you and help you cope with this, particularly at this very difficult time. But now that we are in the lockdown, and whether or not you've had an underlying psychological or mental health issue, I think it is a difficult time and that it is important to learn ways how to cope. So the first thing I'd say to both people who struggle with mental health issues or not, is to take things one day at a time. So I've seen a lot of things circulating around, particularly on social media, about people learning new skills, doing new things. And if you don't come out of this lockdown with a new skill, it means you were lazy, blah, blah, blah. I think that is such a cruel thing to expect from ourselves at such a difficult time. And I think it's all that pressure that people have to be okay, to act as though everything is normal when it's not. So it's as if you're holding your breath and you're being told to breathe normally. It's impossible. You cannot. So to take things one day at a time, to recognize that this is an abnormal situation. Life life as we know it, has been turned upside down. So to take things one day at a time, to not place pressure on yourself to learn new skills, do new things, and all those things, because I think that just makes mental health issues and psychological issues and emotional issues skyrocket if we place very high expectations on ourselves. And another thing is to try and establish a routine just for that day. So if you are able to do it, wake up at a certain time, go to bed at a certain time, and then fill your day with things that you need to do. And if you feel like you can't go ahead with something, the third and most important thing is to listen to your feelings, listen to your emotions. That there are days where you'll wake up and it will feel normal and you'll feel like you're adapting to the new circumstances. And then there'll be other days where you're feeling down and you're feeling trapped and there's a lot of things happening and you're worrying about all the different implications on your finances, on your family that this might have. And it's important to honor your feelings around those. So speak to a loved one. Being socially distanced does not mean social disconnection. Speak to people that you trust, speak to loved ones, reach out to a mental health practitioner, a counselor or psychologist if you need help thinking or talking about things. Journal your thoughts. Don't try and push through feelings of discomfort and push through if you're feeling sad and really can't get yourself to do it, because then that will have implications and consequences even post the lockdown. So I think it's to really simplify life, to really understand that this is a difficult time. And if you've had issues and problems with your mental health, to seek help right now, because this can trigger a lot of things for you and can make it very difficult to readjust to normal life post the lockdown.
Thank you so much for that, Charity, and thank you so much for actually touching on the aspect of being productive or being expected to just move on with life as if it's normal and nothing is happening. You know, I saw a tweet this morning that said, "This is a pandemic, not a productivity contest." And for me, it resonated so much with everything that we're talking about on this evening's show, because there is this pressure to kind of, be productive, more productive than I would be if I was driving my usual route to work and whatnot. And I've had to kind of sit myself down and be very honest about what productivity means at a time like this, and that this is uncharted waters that we've not been in. So thank you so much for sharing those insights with us. I think for me, it was quite important to hear it. I knew it and I read about it as we were preparing for the show, but to hear an actual expert talk almost directly to me because we were doing the interview was so helpful for me. And I hope that our listeners at home also just feel a bit of reassurance. That was Charity Mkone. She's a psychologist at the South African Depression and Anxiety Group. And SADAG has a 24-hour helpline, which if you feel overwhelmed by any kind of emotions or feelings during this time and beyond, that you can call. And that number is 0800-456-789. It's 0800-456-789. Lifeline also has a 24-hour helpline, which is also there for us during this time, but beyond this. And that's 086-1322-322. That's 086-1322-322. You can also reach out if you are a vet student to freely available 24-hour line, which is being manned by the CCDU, the Career and Counseling Development Unit here at the University of Wits. And their number is 0800-111-331. Thank you so much, Charity, for joining us on the show and for giving us the much needed focus on our mental health during this time, because we are so inundated with the numbers of how many cases, how many people are dying, the global numbers, the fake news that was happening over this past weekend that we talked about earlier in the show. And so this was a much needed conversation that needs to be taken seriously.
Thank you very much for having me.
The COVID Report Show, exclusive to VOFM.